Where I grew up in Nigeria, people don't live up to the age of 90. It is really rare. People die if they're old in their 80s, and that is really old. My dad died at 84, so we had to celebrate for 7 days. When you live that old, people are very happy because most people die in their 60s. So 92 was really a full life. So you all are going to celebrate for 7 days, right? You're going to have a long party for 7 days. I'm going to come every day. But really, we should be thankful today for a life well spent, a full life, a life that had a sense of contentment. I'm looking at the face of Ruby Lee now, and the twinkle in her eyes and the smile. Someone who had a great joy. You know, joy is not something you can confect or create. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Her story is of a woman who had great faith, who especially was devoted to saying the rosary daily. So we can call her a child of the Blessed Mother. I am one too. You know, in the church, when we say the Hail Mary, this is how the prayer goes. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Now, anyone who is faithful to that prayer, at the moment of their passing, the Blessed Mother appears to them, unknown to anybody else, because you have been asking her to pray for you at the moment of your death. And then she comes and takes your soul by the hand and brings you into the presence of Christ and makes judgment very easy for you simply because you prayed over and over and over. Pray for us now. We're asking her to pray for us. Mary is not God. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Everyone who says that prayer will have the Blessed Mother show up at their bedside when it is time to go. She'll ask you, didn't you ask me to pray for you at the hour of your death? You say, yes, that's why I'm here. That's what a mother does, right? And Ruby Lee was a mother, and that is the special gift that I am told by the Holy Spirit she received, because the Blessed Mother came and took her home. That's why I'm saying you should have a party for 7 days. But let me ask you all a question. In the gospel, Jesus says, come to me. In a very specific sense, Ruby Lee has answered the call definitively. She's gone to Christ. We should not worry about her. What about you? Do you have Christ? Jesus is saying to you today, come to me. When I met with the family the other day and I heard about the life of Ruby Lee, how simple she was. She liked to be at home and take care of business there. She was not in a hurry for anything. There is some kind of a craze today. People want to acquire the biggest homes. People want to have all the money. People have 10 jobs. They spend their time acquiring. They never spend their time living. Sometimes, even with plenty, success is very lonely because you spend so many long hours running after stuff. And when it is time to sit and enjoy, you don't know how. Many people are very unhappy, very rich, but very unhappy. Is life just about acquiring stuff? Our life is really about faith and hope and love. Simple things that define us, even as a people, even as a culture, even as a nation. Virtues that this woman exemplified. She was not in a rush for anything. Every moment was important. Everyone was important. She just was happy and content, like she had the whole world. What has happened to the world today? Where did we acquire this desire to gain the whole world? And sometimes to forfeit happiness and peace and truth. Why don't we spend the same amount of energy running after Jesus Christ, who says to us today, come to me. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is to have Christ, that is to have everything. Now, Ruby Lee had Christ. That is why she was not worried or bothered about anything. And she was close to Christ's mother too. So for her, life was complete. She lived in the assurance that God was in charge of everything and God would take care of her. In the first reading from Book of Wisdom, the souls of the just are in the hands of God. No torment shall touch them. That is the comfort of every Christian, the assurance that God is our Father. No one understood this matter most certainly than King David, who wrote in the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are by my side. With your crook and your staff, you give me comfort. You set a banquet for me before my foes. My cup runneth over, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Anyone who has Christ has that sense of contentment which Ruby Lee had. You don't worry about stuff. You take one day at a time. You trust him. You believe in him. You hold on to him. So, my friends, Ruby Lee has gone to her rest, and she is now with Christ and united with the Blessed Mother. I want to propose to everyone in the house to take Jesus Christ seriously. We live in very troubling times when truth is no longer true. We live in very troubled times when the country is divided. People don't seem to know where to turn. People don't know what is true anymore. It is now a sin to be a firm Christian, to be serious about godly principles. If you're a criminal, you're violent, everybody says you're fine. Something is seriously wrong. And that is why we must hold on to Jesus. That is why we must turn to him as a people and as individuals. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why am I here? Why did God create me and put me in the world now? Maybe it is you who will make the difference today if you hold on firmly to Christ. We're here for a reason. Now, Ruby Lee has done her work. She's gone to her rest. It is now left to us, to you and I, to carry her legacy on by doing that which is good and true and beautiful, no matter even people reckon with us or not. That is the way to qualify for heaven, doing good. So, my friends, let us be thankful to God for the life of this woman. Let us give her freely to the Blessed Mother and to Jesus, and ask her to bring her into the presence of Christ. And may the Lord grant her a merciful judgment. And may God also give us the grace to be good and true Christians. Come to me, Jesus says. Come to me. And he says that to you. He has taken Ruby Lee to heaven, but he wants you to live faithfully, following his teaching and his way of life and example. Hold on to Christ, and all will be fine. May the soul of Ruby Lee, Marie Chauvin Matisse rest in perfect peace. Amen. There's a family member who has words of memory. Come forward.
Well, we all know Angelique and how spiritual she can get at times. She wrote this for Mama. She had posted on Facebook, and we told her that we were going to share it. And she was really excited and overwhelmed, but here it is. She said, "It's really resonating as we lay my great-grandmother to rest this Friday. She was a little spitfire wrapped in a tiny human's body. She was a farmer back in the day with my grandfather, as they had miles of gardens and fields they tended to." And I kind of laughed because the extent of their fields of gardens and stuff was their backyard that we helped them plant. Remember that, Will, Randy? That was kind of funny. But she remembers it because she was little and it was like humongous to her. My grandmother lost her husband early in life and never remarried. That's just how loyal she was. She was as Southern comes. I learned how to gossip with the gals over dark coffee and milk from a very young age. And I remember her and Aunt Vesta sitting in a kitchen at the kitchen table. And she always wanted that coffee. And, you know, with Mama, it was more coffee milk than anything else. She said, "I grew up with her cooking chicken jambalaya, fried chicken, and red beans, gumbo, white beans, butter beans, black-eyed peas, French toast, oatmeal. And our favorite was homemade oatmeal with raisin cookies. She was the fixer of all toys and gadgets. She came from the generation where you fix it, you don't buy another one. I can't tell you how many times I sat with her at the end of the round table in the kitchen, handing her screwdrivers and butter knives as she poked and probed and eventually fixed whatever was broken. Sitting on the porch swing with her in the afternoons was something I took for granted as a child, but I've come to cherish those memories now. It gives me solace just to know that she lives in me, in my spitfire attitude, my independence, my confidence, and my Southern hospitality. Love you forever, Mama Ruby. And she said the most important ones, because she had mentioned a comment to Mom, was like teaching me how to sew, making everyone's clothes for school. I remember that. Big pink bow. Cute little dress. I hate it now, by the way. But it was great back then. And her house was the gathering place for holidays. And Christmas was our favorite. And that's it. We're going to miss her. Thank you.